For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Kristen Huber, a redshirt junior out of Kelowna, British Columbia. And coming into the weekend, North Dakota was coming off of a sweep against Ohio State. Your team coming off a great weekend against number 3 Wisconsin. What did you expect out of the weekend coming into this first game?
Well, we knew North Dakota was going to be hard to play against, and they have lots of good players. So we just need to keep on our feet and keep on our toes and take them, but...
I know Steph Anderson scored the first goal of the game. What a pretty goal. It's fun to see her score, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really nice. She has some pretty nice goals.
North Dakota scores that shorthanded 5-minute charging call. You were the at the brunt end of that penalty being hauled over by Fallman. What exactly happened?
I just kind of lost the puck in my feet, and I look corner of my eye in my peripheral, I kind of see just this girl with a head of steam coming at me. And I said, oh, crap. Just kind of closed my eyes, and she hit me pretty hard, but yeah.
That was a tough break for your team, of course. You were hoping with a 5-minute call like that to get on the board. Shorthanded goal by North Dakota. Hockey's not just a physical game, is it? It's more of a mental game, too.
Yeah, exactly. That was very mental, but... Yeah, I don't know. Next time, we just need to keep it up and just put that behind us and keep going, moving forward.
Second period after that didn't look like the typical BSU team that we're all used to watching. I know you guys have had some great second periods this season. Did the pace of the game change after that? North Dakota looked like they took away your steam.
Yeah, I don't know what was up. We just weren't really in it. We just need to pick it up next time and keep our feet moving and...
That third period, though, your team finally gets out shooting them. The pace was changing. I noticed Coach changed up the lines. You had started alongside Miller and Kelly, then changed along with Anderson and Tugas. The coach looking for a little bit of change of chemistry?
Yeah, I don't know. I had a few shots on net, so I don't know. Maybe he wanted me to get more shots with those girls. I don't know. But, yeah, changed it up. Not in good enough time, though. I don't know.
Well, I know playing alongside different players seems to spark certain people. You're playing alongside Anderson and Tugas, who are on that top line. Do you notice a change of speed on your game?
Definitely, yeah. Definitely felt a change of speed there. Felt like I was playing catch-up a little bit on our breakouts and stuff. But I like it. It's fun to play with. They're good, so yeah.
Beaver penalty kill again, solid 3-for-3 tonight. Able to hold off North Dakota. I know they've been pretty good on the power play. Your power play, on the other hand, hasn't scored in a while. What needs to happen in order to get some goals on that power play?
We just need to get the puck to the net. We've been doing a pretty good job, but we just need to get them through and then just crash the net. One will pop in one time, so hopefully tomorrow.
Your team was struggling to clear the zone, I noticed, there in the hockey game, and I know it's been a while since we've seen your team struggle doing that. Team like North Dakota, as hot as they're playing, how do you get the puck out of the zone when a team's kind of got you closed in like that?
We just need to chip pucks past the D and have our wings flying. We can get past these D. Like, they're very good D, but we're good forwards too. So I think we just need to settle down a bit and look for the open player and pass right away, and then I think we'll be good.
And I mentioned that hockey's not just a physical game, it's a mental game. How easy is it to just forget about tonight and move on?
It's not easy, but we definitely are putting this one behind us, and all of us are looking forward for tomorrow and to prove that what kind of team Bemidji Beavers are. So show UND what we're made of.
You had a goal in that second game of the series back at the Sanford Center. Do you even remember that far back?
I think that's the one that Hutch shot, and it ricocheted off their D or something. And I just swung away at it, and it popped in the net. So maybe I can get one of those tomorrow, or lots of us can put some in the net. So yeah,
I know Coach calls those ugly goals.
Yeah.
We don't mind those, do we?
No, they don't ask how they go in, they ask how many. So
what's it gonna take to get a win here?
I think everyone just needs to do their role and come out flying, and I think we can take these guys. We swept them in the past, so we can do it.
Kristen, what's been your favorite memory of road tripping with the Beavers?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. It's all been pretty fun. I missed the year last year, so kind of forgot what a road trip was at first, but yeah, I don't really have one. Me and Citro room together a lot, which I like, so it's a highlight, I guess.
Talk about this year's senior class. I know they've done so much for this program. You've got your senior captain, of course, Christine Grenier, but then a handful of others who've fought hard and have great personality. Talk about them briefly.
They're going to be missed next year, definitely. Lots of these girls have 100 games under their belts, which is nice to see. And they're great girls. I just hope them the best in the future, and hopefully they'll come visit us next year. So,
of course, you would have been one of them had you not gotten injured, right?
Yeah, exactly. So,
how tight are you with this group?
Really, really close. I love my team. They're a great group of girls. So,
it certainly is a great group of girls. Good luck to you against North Dakota in game 4 of the season series.
Yep. Thank you.